There is one verse in our reading that we may not think much about, and that is verse 39, which says, "And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, 'Truly this man was the Son of God.'" And we are tempted to pass this by, Christians, not because we do not understand it, but because it seems so obvious to us. We already know that Jesus is the Son of God. What the centurion is saying here is nothing new. But this verse is, in fact, highly important. And it's important not just for the account of Jesus' suffering and death. It is also important for understanding the entire Gospel of Mark, and it is also important for us today. And to understand why, we need to first take a wider look at the Gospel itself. I would encourage you, take the time sometime to read through the whole thing all at once. And take a note every time someone says something about who Jesus is. What you will find in the Gospel of Mark is that anytime somebody says something, they're usually not really quite sure what to make of him. Yes, the demons get it. They understand. They call him the Holy One of God. They see what others cannot, and it terrifies them. But when it comes to people, in almost every case, they are confused and uncertain. To use just one example, when Jesus and his disciples are in a boat going across the Sea of Galilee, and they're caught in a storm, but Jesus was asleep on the cushion. And the disciples cry out to him in their fear, and Jesus gets up and rebukes the wind and the waves, and then there was a great calm. But at the end of that very passage, after they've seen Jesus do all of these wonderful things, Mark says about the disciples, "They were filled with great fear and said to one another, 'Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" But it ends right there. There is no answer to their question. So even though they've seen Jesus perform this great miracle, they still wonder who he really is. And the same is true throughout the entire gospel. No one is really quite sure what to make of Jesus. There are times, of course, when people do come close. Peter is a perfect example of this. Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And Peter answers, "You are the Christ." It seems like someone has finally understood, that someone has finally seen who Jesus really is. But then right after that, Jesus begins to tell them about all that he's about to suffer, how he is going to be handed over and mistreated and killed at the hands of the chief priests and the scribes. And Peter rebukes Jesus. He thinks that this is unworthy because he doesn't really know what it means for Jesus to be the Christ. So even though he had come so far, yet he was still so far away. Even here, Peter did not really know who Jesus is. And the same is true throughout the entire Passion of the Christ, Christians, which we heard this evening. Nobody understands who Jesus is. The chief priests and the scribes question him, asking if he is really the Christ. The mob comes out against him, treating him as if he is a criminal. The disciples flee from him, afraid of what is about to happen. Pilate questions him, asking him if he is really the king of the Jews. The soldiers mock him, and they crucify him, treating him as if he is just another criminal. And even those who were crucified with him revile him as he hung there on the cross. Nobody has any idea who Jesus really is until we come towards the end of the reading. And when Jesus utters his last cry, when Jesus breathes his last, as he is hanging there dead on the cross, someone finally understands. The centurion, looking upon the crucified Jesus, proclaims, "Truly this man was the Son of God." And that's ultimately the point, Christians. Apart from the cross, we cannot rightly understand who Jesus is. Even if Jesus does great wonders, without the cross, people just think that he is some kind of miracle worker, that he does great things, maybe even fixes their problems, but nothing more. And even if Jesus says great things, without the cross, nobody understands what he means. He could speak as plain as day, and people are still confused and uncertain. But when Jesus is hanging dead on the cross, then they see him rightly. Then and only then do they understand all that he did. Then and only then do they understand what he meant. Then and only then are they able to say, as the centurion did, that this man was the Son of God. But I don't mean that as if they were just correctly identifying Jesus, as if they could look at the cross and then say, yes, this is the man. Rather, Christians, when we see Jesus rightly, then we see everything else rightly too. When we see Jesus rightly, then we can understand the meaning of the scriptures. When we see Jesus rightly, then we can understand why he came to do what he did. When we see Jesus rightly, then we can understand the depth of his mercy toward us. Because ultimately, when we see Jesus rightly, we will also understand who God is. And we will understand the truth of his love toward us sinners who have turned away from him. Because yes, we are sinners, Christians. Sinners who have turned away from God. We have not done what we should have done, and we have done what we should not have done. Every single one of us has fallen short of the glory of God. And for that reason, God, in his perfect justice and righteousness, passed the sentence upon us that we deserved. None of us deserves to stand before him. All of us deserve to die. And if we do not look at the cross, we would never know anything else. Without the cross, there is only judgment, the judgment that we so richly deserve. But when we look at the cross, then we can see that God does not desire the death of the sinner, but rather that he turn from his wicked ways and live. When we look at the cross, we can see that God has sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, and he took our place on that cross. When we look at the cross, we can see that God has punished our sins with all the severity that it deserves, while also seeing that mercy that he so graciously bestows on us. When we look at the cross, Christians, we see the proof of God's love. This is what he has done to save us. So in those moments when we are plagued by doubts, when we wonder if God really loves us, when we wonder if God could ever forgive us, when we see the depth of our sins and the corruption that still lurks within, in those moments, Christians, all we need to do is look at the cross. Look at Jesus Christ hanging dead on that tree. And there we will see God's mercy, God's love, God's forgiveness. And we will know that God saves us not because of what we have done, but because of this man alone. Truly, this crucified man is the Son of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who has shown us your love through the death of your Son, forgive us our sins and lead us in the way of everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.